Welcome to Torah Tumecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Ruchama Welcher and today we'll be studying the final chapter of Sefer Koheles, Koheles Perek Yud Beis, chapter 12. So this chapter clearly leads on from the previous perek in which Koheles was discussing not being fooled by the apparent invincibility of youth, and it even begins with a prefix vav, and clearly continuing on from that thought. Uschar es barecha bimei b'chor esecha, and remember your creator in the days of your youth. Before the dark days come, before you lose interest and your strength wanes, before the days arrive where you have no longer any desire, where you no longer have strength. The Talmud Yerushalmi links the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, to this Pasuk, wherein that Mishnah Akavya ben Mahalal teaches us to be mindful of three things or ask ourselves three questions which will prevent us from sinning. So firstly, where do you come from? Mitipa Sarucha, from a putrid drop. Secondly, where are you going? Ultimately, Limkoim Ofa Rima Vaseleya, to a place of dust and worms. And the third question, Lifne Miata Asad Litain Din Vacheshban, to whom are you eventually accountable? And the answer to that question is Lifne Melech Malcha Hamlacha Makadosh Baruch Hu. Ultimately, we're accountable to the King of all kings. And in our Pasuk here, Koheles says, Zachar Es Boirecha, remember your Creator. Says the Talmud Yerushalmi that you can read that as Zachar es Beirecha, remember your source, the putrid drop that you come from, that Akavya ben Mahalal was referring to. Zachar es Borecha, remember your grave, where you are going. And Zachar es Boirecha, remember your creator, the Melech Malchai Hamlachim, the King of all kings, to whom you are ultimately going to be accountable. And if a person lives with a consciousness of these three things, it brings them to humility, it brings them to an appreciation of the fragility of life, and it prevents them from sinning. The chapter continues on from the last chapter then in describing the life cycle of a person. So in the last chapter he describes youth, and here he describes what happens in old age and the gradual decline of the physical body. And he uses a lot of metaphors and very evocative descriptions, and we're going to translate these psukim based on the explanations of Rashi ibn Ezra and Mitzuda. So firstly, he uses the metaphor of darkness falling in Pasuk Beis, Pasuk 2. Adasher loisech shach ha-shemesh v'ha'or v'ha-yireach v'ha-kechavim. Remember your creator before the sun, the moon, and the stars go dark, which according to the Targum refers to the light of the face, the sparkle of the eyes, the cheeks, all dimming, all going dark. V'shavu he'avim achar ha-goshem, and the clouds return after the rain, because the world seems as though it's darkened by clouds for the old, weakened, sick man. And then in Pasuk Gimel, he uses the metaphor of a house closing down. B'yom she'yazu shomrei habayis, on the day when the guards of the house will tremble, referring to the sides and the ribs of the body that protect or guard the internal organs. V'hisavsu anshei hechayil, and the powerful men will stoop, referring to the legs which uphold the body. Uvatlu hatochanois kimieto, and the grinders are idle because they're so few, referring to the teeth, which are few in old age. Vachoshchu harois ba'arubois, and the gazes through the windows are dimmed, the eyes don't function as they used to anymore. And then in Pasuk Dalad, v'sogru delosayim bashuk, and the doors in the street are shut, which is a metaphor for the lips because he can't open his mouth anymore. Vishval kol hatachana, when the sound of the grinding is low because he can't eat properly anymore. V'yakum l'kol hatzipor, and he rises at even the sound of a bird. Even the chirping of a bird wakes an elderly person from their sleep. V'yishachu kol b'nois hashir, and the daughters of song grow dim. He can no longer hear the voices of singing because his hearing is impaired. And these are frustrations that come with old age and the body not functioning as it used to. When you're awake, you can't hear, but when you're asleep, even the chirping of a bird wakes you up. In Pasuk Hei, Gam migavoya yiroh v'chaschatim baderech, when they fear even a height and a terror in the road, says Rashi, elderly people feel much more vulnerable. They're afraid of tripping and falling, and they're nervous to go on a journey somewhere. V'yino'et hashaked, and the almond tree blossoms, like the almond tree which blossoms and sprouts so quickly, old age overtakes and springs upon us so fast. Vayistabel hechagov, and the grasshopper becomes a burden. Even a light thing, every light thing, feels so heavy and wearisome. Vesafer ha'aviyona, and desire fails. Ki hoylecha adam al beis olamo, because man is going to his final resting place. V'savavu v'ashuk ha'sofdim, while at the same time the mourners go about the streets, meaning that they understand that this person's death is imminent, which is reflective of the very unpleasant fact that even before he's died, people are already preparing for his death. And then finally, the metaphor for end of life in Pasuk Vav is that of a well breaking. Ad asher lo yirachek chevel ha'kesef, remember your creator before the silver cord snaps. V'sarutz golas ha'zahav, and the golden bowl is shattered, which are both metaphors for the spinal cord and the skull. V'sishover kad al ha'mabua, and the pitcher's broken at the fountain. V'narotz ha'galgal el ha'bor, and the wheel is smashed at the pit. And then in Pasuk 9, Pasuk 7, V'yoshoif he'ofar al ha'aretz k'shehaya, and he returns to the dust of the land as he was, V'haruach tashuv el ha'lokim asher nesana, and his spirit, his soul, returns to God who gave it to him. And this is possibly one of the most powerful psukim in the book, and a summary based on all of Koheles' findings in this whole sefer. Because man is comprised of two opposite elements. Our bodies were created from the dust of the earth, which is the least glamorous and least spiritual element in the whole of creation. And then Hashem literally blew a neshama from his own breath into us. And throughout our lives, these two very, very opposite elements are constantly warring with each other. And we can choose to identify with either of them. Man, Adam, has the possibility to either be min ha'adama, earthly, physical, which is from the word Adam, or Adame le'elyon, comparable to the divine, Adame, Adam, either min ha'adama or Adame le'elyon. And this is one of the major themes in this book. When one identifies with futile physicality, this is the end. The silver cord snaps and the golden bowl is shattered. We come from dust and it's only natural that we should return to dust because it's who we are. The body returns to where it comes from, where it belongs. And when one overly identifies with the physical world, this is where he belongs, in the physical dust where he chose to be. Just like it says in Bereishis, after Adam sins from eating from the tree, from the Eitz Hadas, which was the ultimate identification with the physical world, he desired to eat something physical and he ate it, says Hashem, Ki afar ata, you will die because ki afar ata ve'el afar tashuv, because you are dust, you identified with dust, so you'll return to dust. It's natural because this is who you are. However, one can choose to identify with one's spiritual self. And then the returning of the body to dust is not what matters, because the spirit returns to Hashem for everlasting life. And this is what Koheles has emphasized over and over throughout this book, by repeatedly telling us that havel havolim, everything is futile, the physical world expires, evaporates into nothingness like breath or vapor. And he repeats this here again now in Pasuk Ches. Havel havolim omar Koheles, ha-Koheles, sorry, ha-kol havel. Everything, futility of futility, says Koheles, everything is futile. Says the Ibn Ezra, Koheles is telling us, now that I've described the death of man, it should be clear to you that everything I said in the opening of the book about havel havolim, about everything being futile, all that was correct. And as we said in the first parak when we encountered the almost identical pasuk, according to the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban and others, that this can be read not as a superlative havel havolim, futility of futilities, but as an imperative, make futile things futile. Based on my conclusions of this book, don't attach too much value to futilities. These things don't last, and you have the possibility to identify with the soul, which is eternal. And this is the beginning of the epilogue of the book. And then according to the Metzuda, it goes on to describe that besides for being wise himself, Shlomo HaMelech, Koheles, also taught others and made others wise. V'yoser shahaya Koheles chacham, oid limad das es ha'om. Besides for being wise himself, he also taught the people. And he genuinely sought the truth. He exerted himself to find truth. Bikesh Koheles limtsoi divrei chefetz v'chasuv yosher divrei emes. And he tells us that the words of Chachamim are where we will find guidance and truth for how to live. And he describes them in Pasuk Yud, Pasuk 10, as Kadar Voinois, like goads, goads for cattle. That might be uncomfortable, but they prod the cattle in the right direction, because the words of our Chachamim lead us in the right direction in life. And they're Uchamas Morois Natuyos, like well-embedded nails, they're permanent. The words of Chachamim last forever. But in Pasuk Yud Beis, he cautions, V'yoser mehema b'ni hizoher. More than this, my son, you need to be careful. And according to the Masudah, we'll translate this as, you need to do more, you need to be careful to do more than just following what it says in these forim, yoser mehema, more than these, more than just following what it says in the written works that we have from Chachamim. Because it's not enough to just follow the book. It's not enough to keep to the rules of what has been written. They aren't enough to teach you how to lead your life. There's more than that. Yoser mehema. In Parshas Vayeshan on Perek Vav Pasuk Yotches, the Torah tells us, "V'asisa hayashar v'hatov." You have to do that which is good and correct. The Ramban famously says that it's impossible for the Torah to specify every situation a person can encounter, every response to every scenario, every kind of appropriate behavior that's expected of us in terms of friends, family, and business. The Torah teaches us a lot of good behaviors and middos and responses. It teaches us that you can't bear a grudge and that you can't be a bystander when someone's suffering. Lo samad al dam reyecha. And lo sakal al chirish, you can't curse the deaf. But then it also gives us a generic for asisa hayashar v'atov, you have to do what is good and what is right. Because being a good Jew requires going beyond the letter of the law sometimes. It requires us to use our instinct. It requires us to use our intellect. It requires us to sometimes respond appropriately according to the situation, even if this hasn't been specified in the Torah exactly what we need to do. So if you ask, why wasn't this all specified in the Torah, in Sefarim, in books? So Koheles continues and he says, Asos Sefarim harbe ein keitz. Because it would be impossible to specify all of this in books, says the Metzudah. There's no end to what could be written in terms of every possible permutation of every possible scenario. V'lahag harbe yigias basar. And it will be exhausting for a person to have to read and remember how to exactly behave in every situation. The expectation is that in certain situations, you have to use your understanding of Torah thinking and use your seichel, your intellect, to know what to do. And Koheles' conclusion to his quest for meaning in life is Sof davar hakol nishma es Elokim yira ve'es mitzvos tafshmar ki zeh kol ha'adam. The sum of the matter, when everything has been considered, is fear Hashem, keep his mitzvahs, because this is man's whole duty. Now that you've heard everything I have to say, hakol nishma, this is my final conclusion, says the Ibn Ezra. Or according to the Metzudah, hakol nishma, everything's heard by Hashem, all of our actions are noticed. And so, es Elokim yira, fear Hashem, which refers to the way we serve him in our hearts and in our thoughts, according to the Ramban and Talmud Chachma. And as mitzvos of Shmar, keep his mitzvahs, which refer to our actions and our deeds. Ki zeh kol ha'adam, because fearing Hashem is the essence of man, says the Ibn Ezra. Or as Rashi says, this is why man was created. Ki es kol ma'aseh ha'elokim yavi b'mishpot, al kol ne'elam im tov imra. Because ultimately, Hashem will bring every deed to justice, every deed in judgment, al kol ne'elam, hidden, open, im tov, whether it was good, whether it was bad, everything will be appropriately rewarded or punished. And when we read this Megillah in Shul and Sukkos, we don't like to end with a negative note, ra. So we repeat the penultimate pasuk, Sof davar hakol nishma, when everything has been considered, Es Elokim yira ve'es mitzvos tafshmar ki zeh kol ha'adam. Fear Hashem, keep his mitzvahs, because this is all of man. The Talmud Chachma says that a person has 248 limbs, comparing to 248 positive mitzvahs in the Torah, mitzvahs haseh, and 365 sinews corresponding to 365 negative mitzvahs, mitzvahs lo sa'aseh. When we don't keep a mitzvah, we destroy a part of ourselves, a limb, a sinew. And when we keep a mitzvah, we're building and we're sustaining a part of ourselves in this world and in the next. They are us. Ki zeh kol ha'adam. Thank you for studying together Le'ilui Nishmas Rose Foreman, Rachel Rachel Bas Arya Leib, and Rachel Zeitlin, Rachel Bas Shlomo.